U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply. U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial. And up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Welcome to WHM On Screen, everybody. I'm Andrew Jupin alongside the whole gang. Say hi, whole gang.
Oh, hi there.
Hi.
Hi, whole gang.
We're like a gang of White Walkers, huh?
Oh, my God. That's right. We're talking about the Game of Thrones final season.
Yeah, man.
Overall show opinions. And I'll keep this brief. I know the least of what's going on here. I did watch the finale.
Right, I wanted to ask what other episodes you saw this year. Yeah. Did you see the bells? Excuse me.
That's the one where she fucking burns down King's Landing. No, I did not see that.
The bell ends.
I saw the big battle.
Yes,
where the Night King gets fucking ganked.
And just spoiler alert, obviously, for the entire.
Oh yeah.
I mean, like, you know, come
but
on,
yeah. I mean, come on.
It's been a week, but yeah.
So, and then Steve, you watched the entire show.
I watched every episode at least once, or just really just once.
Same thing for you?
Yep, watched them all.
Mm-hmm. And I watched them all, and I read the books. So this is
Eric's space, really.
It's dynamic. Don't be, you know, because they're not going to, so don't you get frustrated if I have questions. Because I might have some questions. Here's a question.
Oh.
I've noticed from the internet, a lot of people hated this final season, it turns out. How are you guys all feeling about what went down?
They are correct.
I think it's kind of I think it was kind of a disaster. Like,
a
you know
disaster.
What I mean? Like, but like, it doesn't like totally throw the whole show in the garbage. It just really affects that final score for me. Like,
yeah, like it's not a Dexter thing where like you genuinely like, holy fuck, why did you do that?
Yes.
I can almost understand where the decisions came from slightly.
Well, the bulleted list of what happens is good. Yeah. How they do all of it is bad.
So it's just an execution situation.
Yes, Eric.
Yeah, I would agree that like how they did it was bad because you needed to grow this stuff, take some time with it. Because like the turn for Danny being a mad queen was kind of just out of nowhere.
I think it was 17 seconds long.
Yes, yes.
That turn.
And now I know a lot of people are on the internet are like, well, if you look back, she did execute those slavers, which is the same thing as burning King's Landing.
No.
Which not necessarily. I think it needed more to gestate. And in the earlier seasons, you got that because they were really following the books and it was slow. The slow burn.
Well, it also seemed like this was a John Wick thing. It was because one person specifically that she was close to got killed, and that Melisandre.
Yeah.
You just called Melisandre was the red woman.
Oh right,
Missandei was what Chris just called the dog.
No, I meant the dead wife.
Yes,
wife.
She dies of cancer. But
all right,
yeah.
So who? Oh, I guess the dragon.
John Wick's wife.
John Wick's wife.
Cancer doesn't exist in the Game of Thrones.
Not that I know of. They got grayscale. They turned into like gray goblins for a little bit.
I think a wizard could fucking fix it.
I think that like, yeah, she goes from like zero to Hitler in like 4 seconds. And it's it's not great. Because like, and I do think like, again, like I just need like some conversations with her. She has like 30 lines of dialogue in the last 5 episodes.
And hey, Danny, you thinking about killing?
Yeah.
I think they should have reversed the order of their big battles. I think that they should have done the Night King last and then taken King's Landing. And then they were like, the conflict would arise of, well, we need her even though she's gone crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And and I think the gone crazy stuff would have worked if they gave it time to develop. Some of those last shots with like her ruling over the ashes and all the Unsullied pounding their spears were cool. And I could have gone for like her, like this evil Alexander the Great imperial queen thing of conquering the known world. I would have been fine with it if it was done, you know, with some time.
I also think that the whole like Dothraki Unsullied bit is a bit racially weird when they're like, they're running in down the streets, cutting up like white children. It just felt a little bit off.
I thought that was great.
The killing kids part.
It's sort of like, oh my God, look what she unleashed on this society.
Uh-huh.
These people.
Right.
You know, maybe the thing is, if you have a television series that's based on a popular series of books.
Gotcha.
You shouldn't continue that show past where the dude has written.
Yeah.
It seems like everyone's general complaint is like when we left the book world, it just started flushing toilets.
Yes. And what's crazy about that is Stannis Baratheon, the one true king of Westeros, we all know.
Woo!
He's still alive in the books. He's still alive.
I'm a Stannis head. I've always been a Stannis
head. Which one's Stannis Baratheon?
He was, what's his face, that actor?
The one who burned his daughter to get the happy magic.
Yes.
The Lord of the Light, yeah. He's...
Stephen Delane?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's the rightful heir.
Maybe we can use actors' names or things they've also been in.
No. He's the rightful heir because, you know, Robert Baratheon dies. This is his older brother, Stannis. And then the younger brother was Renly, who Stannis kills. And then Brienne, of all people, kills Stannis in the show. Again, don't worry, folks. Stannis is alive and well in the books. Jon is actually dead in the books.
Wow.
He has not come back from the dead. It's just speculation. But I guess George R. R. Martin told these guys what is supposed to happen.
I'm going to resurrect him. No, excuse me. I'm on a conference call eating a sandwich. He's coming back.
You got me for an hour. I'm going to be in the back of Del Vecchio's. I'm going to be filling out my Giants fantasy football card, and I will be telling you the end of Game of Thrones.
Does anybody know what the fucking problem is, by the way?
It's just, he's a writer. He's a fickle dude.
The most anticipated book maybe to ever be released. I'd get the nerves, too.
There was the new Bible.
Sure.
This is better than the Bible. But there's these are big books. There are a lot of pages, but they're
When was the last one? When did it come out?
2011.
Okay.
And also,
that's like, more recently than I thought.
And in George R.R.'s credit, the guy's in his mid-60s. He's lived his whole life on, like, kind of fantasy writer wages and less than.
He's lived his whole life wearing that hat, I think.
But too. Now
he had his years in Hollywood. He wrote for Beauty and the Beast, the television show.
But, great
but
show.
Now he's making it rain. Now he's got like this huge influx of money. He's probably going on vacation.
He's got all sorts of sandwiches to sample.
No, I know you're making fun of him because he's a great big fat guy, but you should read the books because the way he describes food is outrageously awesome.
I'm
the
sure
feasts,
it's cool, man.
Dude, the feasts alone.
Uh-huh. Well, when you've eaten that many meatballs, you
really
I can
write
get
you
excited.
A meatball story. I'll tell you that much. I can.
Oh yes.
I'll write you a meatball.
A man and his meatball. A saga.
A song of pork and beef.
Yeah, Sir Meatball of Gravy Bay. Yeah.
You know what? Here's a thing that I thought was a real fucking. Oh my god! You're right over there.
Yeah, it's a little sick.
Grayscale.
Come. Yeah. Oh no.
It's happening.
Oh no.
Oh, yeah. You fucking sailed a little too close to Volantis on that one.
You know what who I think is like the biggest baller character of that series finale? Drogon.
Oh yeah.
Because that fucker melted that chair that everyone yeah. was fighting over. What a fucking it's kick in the teeth.
It's a little on the nose.
I kind of love that part. I mean, like I felt like that was my moment of like, no, that poor dog. You know what I mean? Like
he was bumming, dude.
Yeah,
he was
like,
bumming hard.
He's pushing her with the nose and stuff. Also like the John at the Danny murder scene just it happened so quick. The way that the show did character deaths up to before this season was great. That was the thing. It's like, how is this? It's not like it's not when is this fucker gonna die? It's like, oh man, what are they gonna do to him?
Right. And not if, but how?
Exactly. And yeah. And like for years, you're like, oh, Cersei's gonna get it, and like you're not even sure it happens. You're like, oh, okay. It's like a tasteful cutaway. With Danny, it's just like a little bit, oh, I've been pricked, I die, you know what
yeah.
I mean? And I mean, I know the emotional resonance of John doing it means something a little different, but even though I never bought their chemistry at all, but that's just me.
For a minute there, when Tyrion was taking the bricks off the body, I was like, if a fist comes up, I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
I thought we were going to have like Jaime Lannister. When I saw that fucking iron hand, yeah. I was like, don't you move. You stay dead, buddy.
You are rubble meat. You stay rubble meat.
Mm-hmm. Cersei had nothing to do this season, which is
zero.
A problem. She could have done so many smarter things. She could have moved her armies to the north and waited to like fight whoever survived that battle or whatever.
Yeah,
but
like be a little closer. Or like the Bronn thing was the stupidest thing I've seen this season.
Bronn?
Yeah.
Bronn like, coming back. Yeah, like her trying to hire Bronn to then assassinate Tyrion and Jaime,
his best friends, which yeah. he's totally not going to do. And then that scene, he comes in and he's got the crossbow on both of them. He's like, here's the rub, guys. I'm going to take, and the, you know, the director's like, faster, faster, faster. Okay. And then when this is done, I'm going to get two castles and a horse and a donkey. And like, all right, bye, Bronn. See you in the last episode.
It is dumb that they didn't just leave that character alone. Let him
yes.
get a house and he's done and he's whatever. We can move on and focus on characters that are actually the core characters.
Exactly.
So that dude was like out of the game for a while. Is that the idea?
I think he's dead in the books, right?
I don't recall.
Oh, okay.
It's been a while since I read it, but he gets Uh-oh. He gets granted land and titles, and he marries someone,
oh.
and he's kind of like fought for what he wanted, and uh-huh. now he just sits back, right? But they got to keep him on because he's a cool guy. People yeah. liked him,
but like give him something. I would rather him not be in those episodes. Like, you know, maybe like the last scene, the last episode, maybe he does come back and is part of the council. That'd be like, oh, cool, Bronn's back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That would be something. But like,
right. Give him Master Whispers or something. Give
yeah.
him something to the underworld or whatever.
Yeah. But more substantial. See, like, he's kind of just there for jokes. Is
yes.
Like, have Tyrion go to his house and be like, look, I trust you. You're an evil bastard, but I trust you more than anybody else.
I'm exactly. getting the band come, back together.
Come be my master
yeah.
of coin.
Yeah, exactly. Something.
I could have sworn I saw that dude get killed in the big battle.
Oh.
So there must have been some actor that kind of looked like him.
Oh, right. Oh, I think you're thinking of the dude with the flaming sword there, Beldric Dondarrion there.
Beric Dondarrion.
Yeah.
The Lightning Lord, obviously. Well, yeah.
The Lightning Lord Raiden.
And that's the thing. The fucking Night King, man.
Thumbs down. Or you might be thinking of also Dolores Ed of the Night's Watch.
I run with the Lord of the Light.
The Lord, he's called the Lightning Lord, I think it's like one of his ancestors was struck by lightning while carrying a message to some other lord and
oh,
like
shit
yeah Pretty cool story, man.
Night King, anybody care about
that?
What
was that dude's problem?
I guess we'll
never know.
Great question.
Like, were they worried that he was going to try to take the Iron Throne?
Well, I mean, he was just going to destroy the world
with his army of zombie people.
Because he got stabbed by Arya.
Yes.
All those zombies are dead.
Using Valyrian steel, which is what kills them,
Uh-huh. Like and a silver bullet for a werewolf.
Yeah, and it's like the vampire thing. You kill the head one, and for some reason, everything else
dies. They all
die.
Yeah. So that whole zombie threat is done.
It's just dropped because it's aggravating, too, because like we actually saw flashbacks in the show of the children of the forest who are such a... We don't care about them anymore.
Nope.
Of the forest different than wildlings?
Yeah, yes. They are like...
you ever see the Max von Sydow episodes?
No.
He's like the they're running with him. They're like the little elves and
okay.
They are the original
Bran before Bran becomes the Third Eye Raven guy.
He's the original Third Eye
that
Raven.
That I knew. Yeah. Okay.
Brendan Rivers. He started Westeros as Weezer.
Oh man! If you didn't say it, it was like right at the edge of my mouth.
No, he started the Killers.
He was a Targaryen bastard who lived like
so many
a
fucking
long
bastards.
Time.
God, they really care about wedlock.
They really care about wedlock.
I think when he was played by Max von Sydow, I think he was like 140 years old or so, and he was the
close to Max von Sydow.
Also known
as. Oh my
as,
God! How am I going to play someone 10 years older than me? I better. How would I walk in 10 years? I better figure that out.
I mean, I've seen the turn of the 20th century.
Yeah, so von Sydow had a bunch of episodes, but Ian McShane was only in a single episode?
Yes. Okay. That was internet.
Right, and his character was botched as well, because they kind of combined Ian McShane's characters, of two different characters, including Septon Maribald, which would have been a great story if they actually pursued it. The thing is, there was so much in the books that they could have kept doing.
Yeah.
But they decided, no, let's get to the big stuff, the big stuff.
Do you buy that? Well, I don't think that the episode structure this season worked. I think the 80-minute episodes didn't add anything, actually just kind of reduced.
Jumping for set pieces, which didn't work.
Exactly. And it's just sort of like, I didn't need the big fight to be that long. Like usually, the Battle of Blackwater was awesome within its time constraints. The Battle of the Bastards, also within its time constraints. I didn't need everything to be...
Were both of those like episode long battles though?
Yeah, but I mean like
still just like the HBO 55-ish
maybe.
And at the beginning, like the fucking like finally this action figure gets to talk with this action figure structure. Yeah. Like we haven't had these two fucking characters who have no reason to talk yet.
I would say here's a move. Which can't happen because it already happened. But if they just did like three-hour movies and like spread it out throughout a year, like in January you get a 3-hour thing, in June you get a 3-hour thing, and then in December you get a 3-hour thing.
Right.
At least like the breaks would make it feel like
you
would like resonate on stuff like the Jamie Brienne thing happening in one episode. It's just
what are
we talking about? Like it's just why even do it? Just
also,
don't even do it.
He should have died in the North.
Yes.
Because follow the redemption story he's been on instead of going back to Cersei. It's stupid.
And he knew, like, when he leaves King's Landing, he knows she's gonna die. And then he does all this shit in Winterfell, and then someone's like, you know she's gonna die. And he's like, holy shit. You know what I mean? Like, you knew that. That's what you knew. That's what, you know what I mean? Like, all that knowledge was there. I didn't buy it. And I mean, like, it's a lot of it was really easy, and like, again, like, the bullet points were mostly fine. The last episode I found, like, mostly was, like, somebody reading a Wikipedia page entry of what happens in the last episode of Game of Thrones.
Right.
I mean, you know who really jumped out for me is Euron Greyjoy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Awful.
Yeah,
he at least felt like a character that felt fully formed.
You
in
liked Euron Greyjoy in this?
Euron Greyjoy, yes.
Whatever.
I like it. I'll get peed on him, Euron Greyjoy. Yeah, I got that name because centuries back, one of my family members got pissed on by a raven while delivering a message.
The only raven that ate asparagus, as you can smell.
He was great in the books, I'll say that much. But this is just ridiculous. The fucking giant arrows, the ballista, that then... just he's able to just peg this dragon to death. Like three or four shots... no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next one, it's like, oh, blimey, I didn't load the fucking feathers right.
I just like him because he's like the epitome of like your piece of shit high school friend that you don't talk to anymore.
Sure.
That last scene where he's like, but I got you.
I mean, like, but that's the thing too. Is like, I totally agree with Eric that the whole the Arrow shit. Like, is it something? Is it not something? What is it? But the Euron Greyjoy stuff was like, he was that character where it's like, oh, he's got some agency, but he's got nothing to do, and he's like, he magically shows up to fight Jaime Lannister, and it's like, yep. Here I am. It's like, are you? Are you here?
He teleports a lot in this season.
Yes,
yes. I got these camel cash coupons with me.
Now, the thing that didn't work the most for me out of this entire season, people who follow me on Twitter would not be surprised to hear this. It is the Golden Company.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Speaking of urine, urine's gold.
So quick for me.
Okay.
What? They're soldiers bathed in piss.
they're always wet.
They are okay. So the Golden Company in the show was hired by Cersei, and they are the knights in gold armor outside of the walls of King's Landing, who are then instantly destroyed by the dragon in the episode you did not watch.
Okay, she lights those dudes up.
Right. Yes. But now in the books and everything, the Golden Company is this kind of famous mercenary army that are Westerosi exiles.
Okay.
So a lot of people in that company would have been potentially kicked out of Westeros because of Robert's rebellion and mm-hmm. him taking the throne. Mm-hmm. Plus, there's a lot of Targaryen bastards, including the Blackfyres, and they kind of just bred into the company. So, like, you've got descendants of exiles, and Targaryen blood is in the Golden Company. And even though the Golden Company has a history of betraying the Targaryen crown to try to install a Blackfyre bastard on the throne instead, I just feel like it would have made more sense for them to side with, Dany.
Yeah.
Or even maybe work both sides, like be a Trojan horse for Dany.
Or do something. Like, I mean, I don't know any of that stuff. That's very interesting, and I do kind of want to read the books.
It's it's like 10,000 Jorah Mormonts are standing there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but, yeah, and we get fucking nothing about them. We treat them like the second sons.
They're just barely, that one guy has like two lines of dialogue, and he goes, whoop, and he gets like burned up, and it's like, then don't have those, don't have that threat at all.
That
just
guy
don't
was
even put
Harry
it in.
Strickland, also nicknamed Sir Homeless Harry, and it's just like, at least
Homeless Harry.
Captain Handsome, are you talking about?
Yes, because they're exiles. At least give me a fucking scene where Cersei gets dialogue, because she had none in this season.
Yes, exactly.
Where she grants them lands and titles. Like, give it some reason. Funny enough, in the books, the Golden Company land in Storm's End. They take the Baratheon seat away from them in the name of Aegon Targaryen, which we found out is Jon Snow, but they've got an imposter they're going to install on the throne instead of John or whoever.
I was reading about that guy. Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it's fun. But just, like, imagine if we just did the show as is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then suddenly Dany and John and everyone find out that there's another Targaryen army that's already invading Westeros before them. It would be fucking crazy. It's something.
It would be something.
It's a surprise.
Yes. It would be like some, I don't know, some stake. Like, I mean, the stakes are really, really high, but also, like, I just never... Once the Dany thing happened, all the air was out of the balloon. Like, so that's the thing of the season. And, like, again, you don't give her any time to say what she's doing. And I don't need to explain
to me. Second to last episode, we're fucking hunkering into her going crazy.
Yes, we need
a lot
more of that.
And I know she was like, why would she even help the North against the White Walkers if she was going mad?
And it doesn't make sense. Like, the whole... There's no strategic advantage to burning that city to the ground. Like,
Not at all.
Like, Cersei's here. Why are you burning all of this up and down and up and down? Like, just go and blast her, and then you've won. You know what I mean? I'm sorry, Chris.
I mean, if you had any scene where you actually see her dealing with the death of her friend there.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
I would maybe understand it, but, like, it literally happened 50 minutes ago in your storyline.
Yes, exactly.
What the fuck am I saying? And we don't get any... And the same thing goes for the Night King, where, like... Yep. Another 50 minutes with the Night King. I don't even need to know where he started. Mm-hmm. Just like when he had a temp job and was like trying to make rent in New York. Like, that's all I need, folks. Nothing crazy.
Dude, I would watch that. The Night King's like at an internship somewhere.
Oh, my buddy's band is playing in the Bowery, but I don't have enough for the cover charge.
You know, I asked that intern to fax something for me, and he gave me the cold shoulder.
Oh, man.
You still use faxes? Jesus.
I do like that Arya got to kill him, gave Arya something to do. And she was actually one of the better characters this season.
Yes,
by the way,
absolutely.
Before we close this out, I got to mention...
Yeah.
The Hound versus the Mountain, I thought it worked. I thought it was good. Yeah. Although maybe a little too zombie-ish for the mountain.
I didn't like that character design from the beginning. I didn't like that fucking Orko helmet he was wearing, that big like thing that was that silly was looking.
I remember that helmet. That was pretty fucking stupid. I have to say, though, the hound facing his fucking fire fear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not too shabby.
I liked that part.
It's like a well-developed way to go
out. I love Qyburn being just thrown, his head just thrown into a rock instantly.
Yeah, that's a pretty brutal one. There's stuff there. There's some stuff.
There are moments I do like in this season. I just wish it had more time to develop. It should have been more episodes. Cutting it to 7. Like, you know what? Make them all long then. Make 10. Make them all long.
When you're looking at that stuff and you just look at what's going on and be like, okay, then we need more Bran scenes. If we're going to give the crown to Bran at the end
of this
fucking...
He was gone from a whole season.
He was gone for a whole season. And
was
like
on vacation?
Whole series, the whole last season, they're like, hey, be the Lord of Winterfell. I was like, I mustn't. I don't want things anymore. I'm much above this. Like, what if you're the king? I was like, well, that would be pretty awesome, actually.
But, like, can he see everything, like, forwards and backwards?
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
and his dick doesn't
when it's
work.
Convenient.
And his dick doesn't work.
We got to point that out.
By the way, Bran's dick, it doesn't work.
Well, because he fell off that tower.
Well, no,
he's been in a wheelchair for a while.
They're like, hey, how about Bran's the king? And Sansa's like, that guy, his dick don't work. Well, that guy over there, he can't get a fucking hat on.
I'm just saying, don't you think then maybe he like ran, like he's like Doctor Strange and he's like, I ran 14 million scenarios and maybe it is best if I become the king.
He could kill.
He didn't want to be Lord of Winterfell, but he wanted to be fucking king of everything.
Well, everybody wants to rule the world.
He could kill further rebellions in the cradle for sure. But like, it's just, he's supposed to be above it. He's supposed to be above all that shit.
Yeah. Or tell maybe me why. Maybe if he sits down and says that to somebody, he's like, well, there are dark things coming that only I can stop if I'm the king. Like, that's sort of something.
He's kind of a better master of whispers.
Yes,
so
exactly.
John's lineage was such a big part for him, his character throughout the show. And it's like, that was just like a red herring for him to get on the throne.
Yes. And then like,
what a shithead.
And then Sansa is like, yeah, dude, oh, by the you're at a meeting. They're having this king meeting. Like, who's going to be the king? Tyrion's doing a bunch of shit. Sansa's like, oh, yeah, Winterfell doesn't want to be part of this anymore. And everyone's like, all right, cool. Next door. Look,
why don't all the kingdoms separate?
Exactly. If that's on the table, if I'm fucking Dorne, I'm like, oh, cool, I'm out too.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Winterfell voted leave, dude, and they fucking did it. And you know what? Maybe the rest of the kingdoms should have fucking voted leave too, but...
So Sansa's going to get a milkshake thrown at her at some point? Yes.
Of course she is.
Yes.
I mean, it felt like the Bran thing felt very much like a non-decision. Like, if they just say, what the fuck? It's better than pissing off half our audience and not pissing off the other
That's
half.
True. That's
we'll
fair.
Just say this and they'll all just be so confused.
And then for some reason, we're all just agreeing to do what a foreign army wants and have John go back to jail, basically. Back, take the black.
Also, like, that's a very convenient time jump after fucking... after he kills Daenerys Targaryen and Grey Worm, like, puts this dude in jail, Grey Worm would have cut his fucking head off. Like, Grey Worm at the end of that doesn't make any gosh darn sense.
Well, he's committing war crimes all around. Yeah.
Well, the cut at the end of the ceremony for Bran the Broken is also that, because he's like, they're like, look, he's going to serve his entire life making up for everything he's done. Yeah. And he's like, that's not enough. Cut.
Yes, exactly.
Like, what was the compromise? And the compromise is Jon Snow doesn't die?
Yeah.
That's the big compromise?
Yeah. That little dude's got to hang. I'm sorry. That's it.
But somebody's got to die. One of them's got to die. I'm sorry.
Here's a question.
Grey Worm would be the one to kill. He's a foreign horde.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, they offer...
Foreign whore?
Horde.
Oh. With a hard D at the end.
We also don't know what happened to the Dothraki, which is a legitimate horde.
Yeah.
We're talking horde talk
here. Welcome back to horde talk.
That's why I said racially weird earlier.
Well, they try to give the Unsullied, like, lands and titles and stuff. They reject them. Then then why have them have a vote in your council?
Where does he go at the end?
He goes to Missandei's
house.
Where they were going to go.
And then,
like, the land she's from.
But also, they're like, who are you? First of all, I don't remember my daughter. That was a long time ago. Everyone dies. Everyone's life expectancy is 19 years. So whatever. Yeah, exactly. So I don't even know. And I have to feed your friends? You say you were her boyfriend? No, get out of here. By the way, how was it that Grey Worm knew that Jon Snow fucking did the deed?
That's something that came up, yeah.
Drogon fucking takes that corpse and just fucking shits and gits with all of the evidence. Did Jon Snow fucking own up to it?
That's what happened to Jimmy Hoffa as well. A dragon took him.
Speaking of Jersey.
All things said, I did like Jon's ending. I like that he's going to become Mance Radar.
Yeah.
Mance Radar, our favorite.
Kieran Hines.
Thank you.
He's going to become king beyond the wall, basically. He's going to lead the free folk.
I was just glad that Mr. Giant's Bane lived to see the end of the series. Yeah. He was my favorite.
But quickly, so now there's going to be the Six Kingdoms, Bronn as king.
Yeah.
Sansa as queen of
the
North. And then now Jon Snow is king beyond the wall. So we have a Stark ruling every facet of the continent, and that's not going to sit well eventually, right?
You know, if I'm Grey Worm, I'm like, you know what? Fine, cool. Castrate that dude, though. Like, that's it.
Oh, yeah. I got mine done.
most things end in Westeros with dick trauma. Let's go for it.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea.
By the way, this may be a silly question, but why did it go from 7 to 6 kingdoms?
Because Winterfell leaves.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it was. Oh, yes. I see. I got you.
So now we're down to 6.
Gotcha. That's what I kind of like. My biggest issue with the whole season finale, specifically, or the series finale, rather, is that all the storylines essentially end on sequel cliffhangers.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's every single one of them is a you're not going to believe this moment.
But I don't know what's west of Westeros. We have the psychic child of Oblivion here. Why don't you just tell me? At least tell me if they're sand snakes.
Yeah, exactly. But that's a good question. Are they doing, because they're doing that Naomi Watts show, which takes place a billion years in the past or something like that.
Right. Oh, and Naomi Watts is on it, huh?
Yeah, so I'm excited for that. But
I am too. But are they doing sequels or are we not doing sequels?
I think it's movies.
I don't know. I think, well, at least right now, I think all the cast has said they do not want to revisit their roles.
Okay.
But that might just be what they're saying right now.
That's what Aaron Paul said, too. And then he's like, yo, dude, can I get back on Better Call Saul? Oh, cool, a Jesse Pinkman movie, even better.
Is that wait?
Oh, yeah, that's happening.
They're doing the Jesse Pinkman movie, and Vince Gilligan, I believe, is directing it.
Sure.
But he didn't come back to Better Call Saul, did he?
No, but I think he wanted to. Like, it was literally just like.
Did you guys see the trailer for Westworld with him?
Oh, no, he's on Westworld?
Yeah.
It actually looks good now because
reason to tune back into that show.
They're off the park and it looks just like cyberpunk. It looks like Blade Runner and Aaron Paul running around.
I thought it was like I thought they were making a Neuromancer series. Okay. All of a sudden, I was like, what? I didn't hear about this. Yeah. And it's him and Kid Cudi.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, that's kind of interesting. I'm so removed from most HBO original programming. Like, I watch Veep.
Well, yeah. And Sex Taxi.
Oh, of course, my beloved Sex Taxi.
Taxi Cab Confession.
No, they rebooted it as Sex Taxi.
What did you guys think of the series finale, Taxi Cab Confessions. What did you think of that, the series finale?
Instead of too many sequels, I think.
Yeah, they're getting into all kinds of cars at the end of it.
When that drunk girl turns on her friends, it was very... No,
I didn't see her grown mad like that. They really didn't take the time to develop that.
The only HBO series you really have to watch Barry.
I did like the. Oh, yeah. I did Barry's like amazing. When the John left the sex taxi and walked off into the woods
with his redheaded buddy there and their dog.
I will say that final season of Veep was fucking awesome.
I've been hearing it's good.
It was fucking sour, dour, and
that's
fucking
what you want.
I don't know.
So behind it on it, but I did like it.
It was totally great.
I like the books better. The Veep books.
The Veep books. You mean the news? final parting thoughts on Game of Thrones. 8 seasons, a lot of time, a lot of devotion, a lot of mixed emotions, a real roller coaster from what I can tell.
Let's let Eric go last because he's going to have the big one.
That's good. So I guess I'll start. Yeah, okay. I still think like it's hard to say like would I recommend the whole series to a friend.
Right.
It's
right,
hard
right.
because the ending and it's like it's that Lost thing which I didn't get into, but like if we're all building towards something and the something's not great,
right.
it makes the whole thing kind of not as fun. But there's so much great stuff in that. A lot of characters that I really loved, a lot of performances that I really loved, and a lot of set pieces I really loved. It's just it moved it from like a B down to like a C+ at best.
Oh, interesting. Chris Gavin.
Yeah, C+ is about where I would say. Yeah. I liked
for the entire show?
For the whole show, C+.
That's kind of where I'm at. That's kind of where I'm at.
Really?
Like, I think it started off very well, and I like the first four seasons specifically, I remember really, really liking.
Yep.
But like once again, it's when Martin kind of exits, yeah, or his texts exit the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like in season six, which got a lot of derision too, like I prefer that, like, we're going on a big adventure, stupid shit.
Yeah.
To this dour, like, we've got to set up this big ending shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was actually much more into that, like, idea, like, we've got to go and the dragon saves him at the last minute from the Night King stuff. That I thought was great. Mm. But, like, this, I'm just like, get to it. And then when I got to it, nothing fucking happened.
You know, Chris, I felt good about my C-plus grade until you gave it a C-plus. I'm like, am I being too harsh?
Well, you are now one of the most contrarian.
Yes.
The most contrarian TV critic.
I will say from what I saw, which was seasons 1 through 4, then the finale of 6. Mm-hmm. I don't think we did an on-screen for the finale of 7.
We probably did.
Isn't this the 7 or is it 8?
Well, this is 8.
This is 8.
Okay.
I mean, it's just, I've said it before that, like, fantasy shit isn't really my bag. I stopped watching it because I realized I was just watching it to keep up and, like, feel relevant.
Sure.
I feel bad for all the people that were bumming about the end of the season. As someone who was, like, a lost diehard and didn't hate that final season entirely.
Yeah.
But, like, I get it. You know what I mean? But yeah. I would just recommend, like, if you didn't like this last season, don't forget all the joy that the other seasons, yes, brought to you. You still had fun with it. And
that's
like,
true.
It doesn't entirely negate that stuff. Like, you can still rewatch that other shit, and it's not going to be like, you know, oh, yeah, well, she's training with the Hound now, but she just fucking kills that Night King, and boy, is that stupid.
That's true.
It's about the thrones we made along the way.
Yes.
And you're talking about a season 4 Battlestar Galactica apologist right here.
Oh, yeah. No, Battlestar, I think, top to bottom.
That was the musical season?
Yes.
Oh, anyway, I would give this entire show a B+ because it's about the fun we had along the way. And bringing back fantasy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that was a dead genre, dude. Dead.
Well, Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit were massive.
That doesn't count.
How does that not count?
Because that doesn't,
he doesn't want
it's a legacy
count.
Title.
Yeah.
That's a title. That's a title that will always be made and will always be remade. Like they did those cartoons in the 70s that I also disliked.
Rather than being expanded and sequelized.
I need to read the books for The Lord of the Rings. I need to rewatch the movies. I only watched them once in the
theater. I tried reading Fellowship, and it's one of those books where it's like, now you're going to read the lyrics to a song. Fuck you.
Yep.
George R. R. Martin done. Has some music in his books, too.
I'm not reading lyrics.
Some of those songs are pretty good. Tolkien has an ear for it.
I don't give
if
a
you
shit.
Like the if you like the show at all, right, read the books because you get so much more out of it. I think it's a better, more rich experience. And also, read The Black Company by Glenn Cook.
Ooh.
It's a very good series.
Is that being adapted?
Supposedly, it was going to be adapted.
Uh-huh. And then Aaron Paul backed out.
I don't know what the status is on it. It was being kicked around. Uh-huh. Also, other good fantasy novels. Right now, I'm reading the Elric Saga, which is really cool, by Michael Moorcock. And I like the King Killer Chronicles, but gets very sexualized. It's kind of dividing the internet. It gets very sexy towards the end of that second book. But.
Sexy stuff is dividing the internet?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, if you can believe it.
Sexy stuff as opposed to Game of Thrones, which didn't have any sex stuff in it whatsoever.
Anyway, sex stuff, fantasy, love it.
Uh-huh. There you go, gang. That is the WHM on screen for Game of Thrones Season 8. Until next time, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadek.
Chris Gabin.
Eric Sizstark.
Yeah. No,
like, a cousin of the Karstarks. They know.
You do know. Take it easy.
That was a HeadGum Podcast. There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here, right
now. QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year, and we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS. QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year, and we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.